Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. Our news partner, 6ABC, reports Philadelphia police are searching for a tow truck driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash in South Philadelphia Sunday night by an entrance to the Navy Yard. Police believe the victim, a man, was experiencing homelessness and was known to many in the area. The region's grid operator has proposed a new plan it says would help protect the average ratepayer from increased electric bills. Electricity bills are rising in part due to the expansion of data centers. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports the energy-hungry facilities are used to power the growth of artificial intelligence.
The huge energy needs by data centers has led to a shortage of energy supply in the region, driving up costs for everyone else. The region's grid operator, PJM Interconnection, says new data centers make up 94% of new energy demand forecast for the next 4 years. Some speculate the extra load could result in rolling blackouts. Under President Donald Trump's ratepayer protection pledge, however, several big tech companies promised to bring their own energy rather than draw from the grid. PJM's proposal to federal regulators would have the data centers that don't bring their own energy be subject to shutting down on days when there's a shortage of electricity. From the Climate Desk, Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
All eyes are on Pennsylvania's 7th congressional district race. Its outcome could determine which party controls the U.S. House. From the Pennsylvania Capital Star, Ian Carbull explains why political insiders are turning their attention to a little-known Green Party candidate.
Andrew Tupone's pitch to voters sounds perfectly in line with the small progressive Green Party. He told the Capital Star that he's running on universal health care, ending the genocide in Gaza, and standing up to the establishment parties. But the Pennsylvania Green Party is warning Tupone might not be all he seems. That's why the party is challenging his effort to get on the ballot on the grounds that he misled voters. A party spokesperson told the Capital Star they had never heard of Tupone until he turned in his nomination papers. After doing some research, they learned he'd been a registered Republican until earlier this year, and had even run for a local judge seat as a GOP candidate. But Tupone says his politics have remained consistent, and that when he ran to be a magisterial judge, he cross-filed to run in the Democratic primary as well, which is a common practice for candidates seeking that office.
That was Ian Carbull reporting. Sports: Phils swept the Twins yesterday. Tonight, the Phils begin a 3-game home set with the Marlins Sunday. That was yesterday with the Philadelphia Union in action, beating New York City FC 3-2. Your Philly forecast: clouds in the morning hours, partly cloudy by this afternoon. There is a chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, a high today of 89. This is WHYY.